From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting India's Prime Minister drops in on the leader of Pakistan. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a brief stopover in Pakistan Friday and held talks with his counterpart Nawaz Sharif. From Islamabad, Ayaz Gul reports this was the first time in 12 years that an Indian Prime Minister visited the rival country.
Pakistan's Foreign Secretary Ezaz Ahmed Chaudhry, who attended the meeting, told reporters the discussions were held in a cordial and positive atmosphere. He said the Indian Prime Minister telephoned Sharif late Friday morning and expressed his desire to undertake the goodwill visit, and the Pakistani Prime Minister welcomed the initiative as an important step to bring their rival nations closer.
Mulaqat mein alal umum is baat ka izhar kiya gaya.
Chaudhry said the two leaders agreed to carry forward the recently resumed bilateral dialogue process and enhance bilateral contacts and work together to establish good neighborly relations. He said Prime Minister Modi also wished his Pakistani counterpart a happy 66th birthday. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Loyalists of the Islamic State militant group in Afghanistan released a new video Friday showing a massive suicide car bombing of an Afghan security outpost and several other violent acts elsewhere, including some carried out in neighboring Pakistan. The purported IS video released to reporters shows footage of militants ambushing a convoy of Pakistani security forces traveling through a mountainous terrain, firefights with security forces elsewhere, and two roadside bombs blowing up Afghan government vehicles. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has issued a Christmas Day indulgence for Catholics around the globe in hopes they spread the Church's message of mercy in a world torn by murderous evil, war, and poverty. Speaking Friday from the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, Francis said he hoped the indulgence would encourage the faithful in his holy year of mercy to welcome God's mercy in our lives and be merciful with our brothers to make peace grow. An indulgence is an Asian church tradition related to the forgiveness of sins. Francis announced the indulgence after delivering his annual speech listing global hotspots at his prayers for an end to human suffering. Christopher Lamb is a Rome-based reporter for the Tibet publication.
Well, the Pope was very keen to emphasize the need to bring peace to some of the most conflict-ridden parts of the world, in Syria and in Libya and in sub-Saharan Africa. And he believes that that can be done by emphasizing the need for mercy. This is a big theme for this Pope, and he has instituted a whole year dedicated to the notion of mercy, which he believes can, I think, help bring about peaceful solutions in these desperate parts of the world, often affected by Islamic extremism and kind of interreligious violence.
That's Christopher Lamb, a Rome-based reporter for the Tablet publication. Elsewhere in the world, the Christmas Day celebration is especially poignant in the town of Bethlehem in the West Bank, where the Bible says Jesus was born. Crowds of worshippers were subdued this year due to violent clashes between Israeli and Palestinians over the past 3 months. An explosion at an industrial gas plant in southern Nigeria ignited an inferno, killing at least 100 people and injuring many others, according to journalists on the scene. The office of President Muhammadu Buhari said Friday that tens of people looking forward to their Christmas celebrations were killed without giving an exact toll. The fire ignited Thursday at a gas plant in the town of Nui, Anambra State, when a gas truck exploded after unloading its contents. Reports say the resulting fire burned to death many of the people standing in line to refill their cooking gas canisters. The Syrian army said on Friday the top rebel leader, Zahran Alush, had been killed in an aerial raid on a base in his eastern Ghouta stronghold on the capital's eastern fringe. Rebels said he was killed by Russian missiles that hit eastern Ghouta, a swath of territory that has been besieged for years. State television said the body of the leader of the rebel group was buried in the rubble.
That's the latest world news from VOA.